Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm excited about our guest. I have Nikolai Nielsen with me here today. He's the author of Leadership at Scale and his new book, Return on Ambition. Nikolai, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Great to be here.
Well, I actually just purchased your book on Return on Ambition on Amazon. It was like a tongue twister there, but I just purchased the hardback version of the book. Tell us a little bit about that book and why you wrote it, because I know it's going to encourage my audience.
No, absolutely. I mean, first of all, thank you for purchasing the book. It's been almost 6 years in the making, so very excited for it to finally get out, published in the beginning of 2021. Ambition for me has always been very, very personal. I've struggled with it. I've seen the ups and downs of it since a very, very young age. You know, at 5 years old, wanting to be a professional soccer player. It was an all-consuming ambition, and then ultimately decided not to for various reasons, but then quickly pivoted to my studies, university days, professional career, joined McKinsey as a young consultant, and had the ambition to just rise up in the firm, you know, as quickly as possible. So I've definitely had this ambition from a very young age, and I've also felt some of the perils of it, experienced burnout, experienced, you know, perhaps not prioritizing my time the best in terms of family and friends. And I've often had many questions. So being able to research ambition the last more than 5 years now in a much more structured way with my co-author, Nikolai Tillich, we wrote the book because we found that there are countless ambitious people out there, including, of course, many entrepreneurs and small business owners who face many of these same challenges around how do they manage their ambition instead of letting it manage them.
No, I like that. I mean, I'm an extraordinarily ambitious person, but there is a balance. And even when I say balance, it's still unbalanced. It's always unbalanced when you're in the pursuit of something to everybody else's outside world. But to us, when we're ambitious, we're like, no, that's the amount of time, energy, and focus I'm giving. This is exactly what I planned on giving it, because we know we probably won't achieve it if we don't. So give me some insights from your book on ambition, because I know I have an ambitious audience, and I think ambition is a absolutely great quality. I mean, we could word it a lot of different ways: focus, driven, you know, relentless pursuit of a goal. But ambition at the end of the day is the word. So tell us what you found out about, you know, this subject that my audience could value from.
No, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head that we are, many of us, ambitious. When you talk about this driving, this yearn, we have a quite broad definition of the word. It's about wanting to get to this future state that's different from today, personally meaningful, challenging to get to. So it has to be difficult to get to, right? Entrepreneur, your business will not just take off by itself. But what we did find is that more than half of the ambitious people we interviewed, they actually struggle with their ambition. So as much as we try to say we want to fit it all together, I think the majority of us do struggle with balance. We do sometimes wonder how we could do things better. And sometimes we feel like we lack the tools. So the book tries to help people take stock of their ambition, number one, and then just have actually a quantitative assessment. What is my current return? What am I getting out of all my ambitious efforts?
No, I like that. I mean, I like that idea of quantitative, like, because there are, you know, I always say, you know, what is my return on this time investment? And many people, you're right, they'll be chasing something and you kind of drill down on it. Like, okay, what is the payoff here? What is the cost, time, relationships, money? And then what is your payoff? And you're drilling down on, many people don't assess that. And they assessed it early on, and then they're still 5 years pursuing that ambition, yet everything in their life has changed.
Yeah.
And they haven't reassessed it.
They haven't reassessed it, right? The premises of the ambition have changed. The ambition itself has changed, but you're not really reassessing. So, I mean, that's one very practical tool, that the self-assessment helps to quantify your return across three areas: your level of achievement, growth, and well-being. And we have these three areas from looking at extensive research and interviews, where people who are fulfilled and successful over time, they balance these three things. So it's way beyond work-life balance, right? Achievement, growth, well-being is quite all-encompassing. And if you think of it like a stock chart, you could take the assessment every quarter and see how do your returns fluctuate over time and where are there opportunities for more balance.
No, it's kind of a physical for ambitious people to kind of read the book and kind of look at, yeah, okay, I have ambition, and that's great, but is it a healthy ambition? And is my current pursuits in balance with the other things that need to be balanced in our life? I mean, I always say, like, if you're ambitious but you're a parent and your kids can't stand you when they become adults, you failed miserably. If you have no friends, you failed miserably.
And you used the word healthy. I would add to that the words deliberate and intentional ambition, because it's not about being less ambitious, but just having that very intentional focus. And perhaps one of those three dimensions will be a little bit imbalanced at some time, but at least it's you making that choice. It's very deliberate, and you can then choose to balance it back later on.
Did you have any interviews through the course of the book that kind of surprised you with what you found out, and you were like, I hadn't thought about that, and kind of like, what was your personal discovery? You know, when you finished the book, you went into it, okay, we all go into writing a book and we kind of have our idea of the hypothesis or how it's going to, work itself out. And then sometimes we get in the middle of it. If you've ever, I've been there where I start doing the research and my premise starts changing, or I start changing because I'm learning something that's impacting me. How did writing the book change you?
No, it's a great question. The book was more than 5 years in terms of writing. So we pivoted a number of times and I learned a great deal. One of the big insights, or one of the big lessons I learned, was the challenges of ambition itself, because we started with a broader goal, if you will, of trying to democratize coaching and bring coaching tools to more people in a book form, so in a self-coaching process. But we ultimately then anchored not just on everyone, but on ambitious people specifically. And what surprised me was that ambitions are definitely a strength, but the fact that you're ambitious can actually get in the way. So part two of the book talks about frenemies. We have seven frenemies, which are strength of ambition, but which are often overplayed in the pursuit of your ambition and actually trip you up. So things like competitiveness, perseverance, your desire, your independence, your boldness. So what surprised me was the degree to which they're not just a strength, but actually often getting in the way.
Yeah, that surprised me. I'm thinking, I'm viewing those as strengths. And give me an example on how some of those are negatives.
No, absolutely. We did, I think, over 20 interviews, got a lot of fabulous stories about these seven. So one, for example, Amelia Boone, she's a corporate attorney at Apple, but also a long distance endurance runner. And she's won multiple endurance races. We're talking, 50, 100 plus mile races, really, really difficult ones in tough terrain. And to do that, she has a full-time job, but runs 40, 50 miles a week and does cross training on the side. So, very intense.
Gracious. Yeah. Pretty taxing schedule.
Pretty taxing, but also very, very humble, actually. And I mean, she's learned some of the strengths and challenges of ambition. So one of the ones we talk about is perseverance. So she's obviously able to push herself beyond the point of fatigue, which is a wonderful gift, but the risk is that you burn yourself out. And her story is around one time she had an injury where she had a fracture in her leg, which meant being on crutches and being about 6 months out with rehab and so forth. But what she found was, of course, number one, very frustrated at being out. But then number two, that she could cross train while being on crutches. So she could actually do rowing and bicycling on one leg.
Swimming or,
Even found out she could crutch as an exercise, and she one time crutched 8 miles.
Oh, God.
What she didn't realize was that she was building up incredible imbalances in her body. So when she finally came back to running, within 3 weeks, she had an even more serious crack in her lower spine, which meant she was out for an additional 6 months. So she learned the hard way that pushing herself to the limits is not always better. And we have this
great, that's a good, great illustration.
Yeah, it's another thing that surprised me was that people who we look at as being incredibly successful, fulfilled, and having achieved tremendous things, they've often had these very big aha moments, these lessons. And I guess I wasn't expecting the hardship behind the scenes, but each of the frenemies came out multiple times in their life. And sometimes they actually had a wake-up call where they were really forced to reevaluate how they live their life.
No, I love it. The book is called Return on Ambition. And I think any entrepreneur has a high level of ambition. I know I do. I'm excited. I always order the book. I don't always read them, I have to be frank with you, but I'm actually going to read this one because I know my ambition, you know, sometimes can definitely be my downfall. I mean, sometimes I can be the lion that eats the lion, and you know, we always want to say, well, he's ambitious, but you can't be an a-hole. So I always say you can be ambitious, but it doesn't give you the right to be an a-hole. Yeah. You know, there is a line there, you know, it doesn't give us the right to, okay, well, he's really successful, but he obliterates 50% of their life in every other area. So I'm really looking forward to that. Audience, Return on Ambition. Go to Amazon. It's just the simplest way to buy any book. I'm sorry, I did it. It was like 4 seconds. I have like the buy now. Like I don't even have to put anything in. I just 4 seconds in, I just swipe. And then the book's here in like 48 hours or less. I have Nikolai Nielsen with me here today. He is the author of Leadership at Scale and his new book, Return on Ambition. Nikolai, how can people connect with you, get the book? I just told them how to buy it, but maybe there's other ways. Maybe there's other things you have going on. I give you the stage.
Yeah, so we are excited to pursue this goal of democratizing coaching through the book and through things we're building around it. So there, we do have a website, returnonambition.com, where we are offering keynotes, workshops, digital courses. So for the interested reader, you know, there's definitely more out there. Definitely just connect with me through the Contact Us Now link. And I do hope that for any of you buying the book or finding the concepts interesting, that it really does make a difference in your life.
No, I'm sure it will. I love books. I think books are the greatest return on investment you can make. Where can you spend $25 or less, learn a subject that he said he studied for 5 years, and then they condense it to, you know, under 300 pages and give it to you, and then offer courses? There's nothing like it.
Talk about the, because the audience do often think about numbers, return on investments, return on assets. Yeah. Important. And we actually talk about in the book about investing less than 1% of your waking hours each week and how that can actually have a 10x impact on your daily life, on your ambitions overall. Right. So there's a very structured process of where would you use that 1%? And we break it down.
I think that's 1.68 hours. I know there's 168 hours in a week. So I'm thinking 10 would be 10.6 and 1.6. I mean, I would read. That would be, you know, but I'm sure there's a lot you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
No. All right. Nikolai just shared with you, go to returnonambition.com. That's returnonambition.com. Audience, thank you so much for listening to the podcast where we try to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs. And that's what we did today with our guest. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk again soon.